what's going on in Seattle? What's going on in Portland? What's going on in Atlanta? What's going on in all these cities where the Democrats, the folks that run the cities, they think there's a different form of government than the United States Constitution. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, August 1st, 2020. How is it that the anarchists, the Marxist revolutionaries, they can go out, they can burn down cities, they can kill people, they can threaten deadly force against federal police officers, they can use deadly force against federal police officers, they can throw rocks and cans and frozen water at these cops, they can throw Molotov cocktails at them, they can try to burn them alive inside buildings, and the Democrat leadership just stands by and say, oh, they're peaceful protesters, this is the way it works. What you've got is two forms of government. You got one form of government where a lot of people like myself that are rule followers, we want to obey the law, we uphold the Constitution, we're going to do it the constitutional way, where the United States Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government for all the states. And then you've got the Democrats who say, you know what, we're going to have mob rule. We're going to stir up these mobs, we're going to control the mobs, we're going to direct the mobs, and then we're going to pretend like they're peaceful protesters and give them a pass. And if they burn down stuff, well, we don't know who they are, so we can't arrest them. If they hurt a cop, well, we'll arrest them and then we'll let them go in a few days because the local prosecutor won't prosecute them. And they get a complete pass. And the press covers for them. The New York Times, a communist magazine, as far as I'm concerned, that hires people that hate white people. What's that stuff going on with Kara Jong? She can say stuff about white people that you couldn't even think about black people. But no, she can say, kill the white people. She can say that and get away with it and get a pass and get everybody saying this is okay for her to say. But God forbid if you breathe something against somebody else, it's not going to be acceptable. So you've got two forms of government. You've got the people that are trying to be law abiders, rule followers. We're sitting there, sitting on our butts with our thumb someplace. And then you've got the Democrats who are burning down cities and saying this is a peaceful protest and you need to give us what we want and do what we say because we're going to address systemic racism, which nobody knows what it is because if you had to define it, then they would have to go away. Same with capitalism, same with imperialism. What is systemic racism? What does that mean? Well, it means you don't like somebody. Oh, so then I guess BLM and Antifa are the racists then because clearly they don't like some people, some groups of people. Clearly they don't. They don't like white people. They don't like cops. They don't like Trump supporters. They don't like the federal government, as long as it's not in their own control. So by that definition, they're the racists. If the definition of racism is that you don't like some group of people. Hatred is when you call somebody a racist. Hatred is when you call somebody a Nazi. Hatred is when you go out and call somebody a fascist. That's what hatred is. And then you back that hatred up with violence. Who are the haters? It's Antifa. It's BLM. It's the Democrat Party that calls everybody a racist. It's the ADL. It's the SPLC. It's these groups that go out there and identify people and say, these are the racists. These are the Nazis. These are the haters. And we need to go after them. Those are really the haters. You talk about hypocrisy. You talk about hypocrisy. The people that are out there calling you a racist, they are the haters. The people that are calling you a Nazi, they are the haters. And they don't stop at words. They're right into violence. They're trying to burn down cities. They're taking over cities. They're writing kill the white people on monuments and on walls everywhere. That gets a pass. Imagine if somebody wrote kill black people somewhere. Oh my God, it'd be national news, international news, proof of systemic racism. Boy, they can sure write kill white people. This is a problem. This is a big fat problem. This is a big fat problem that, A, white people need to wake up and realize it. And if there's going to be leadership, come on, you silly Christians. What's wrong with you? Where have you been? I'll tell you where you've been. You've been indoctrinated by the cult they have put you in. You're not capable of it. Why? Because you don't read the Bible. You don't get into the Greek scriptures. You don't get into the Hebrew scriptures. That's why. That's the only thing that can set you free. The scriptures are light and truth. The Greek scriptures and the Hebrew scriptures are light and truth. And if you don't have that, you will be in darkness forever. You will not be able to escape your slavery. You're in slavery. You're in a cult. They burden you with sins and guilt that God never put on you. They walk around and they beat you with their cudgels of moral guilt and shame. And you bow your head and you scrape and you literally get on your knees and kiss their feet. What is wrong with you, Christian? What's wrong with you, white man? Are you slaves? Are you really slaves? Yeah, you are a slave. You've willingly allowed yourself to be enslaved. And they enslave you because they've put this moral guilt manipulation all over you. Racist, sexist, homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic, anti-Semitic, and intolerant. And they just beat you about the head and they drive you anywhere they want you to go. And you're trapped. Until you reject that, you are trapped. The haters are those that are calling you those words. They're beating you with their moral manipulation and their guilt. God never called you to bear the sins that aren't even sins. They don't even define what they mean. And they don't define what they mean. What does anti-Semitic mean? So if the Jews go out there and they kill a bunch of Arabs or Palestinians, doesn't that make them anti-Semitic? No, man, they made a word just to apply to themselves, to protect themselves. So whatever they do is above questioning, because they can just say, well, you're anti-Semitic. Well, what the heck does that mean? And people take that word seriously. You should not take the term anti-Semitic seriously. You should not take the term racist seriously. You should not take the term sexist seriously. You should not take the word Islamophobic seriously. You shouldn't. These are the traditions of men. These are the precepts of the elders that I've been telling you about that they've put upon you and burdened upon you in order to drive you wherever they want to drive you. It's a iron ring in your nose where they can lead you around. Sexist, racist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, anti-Semitic, intolerant, hater, Nazi, fascist. These are emotional and moral cudgels that they've been beating you about the head with. You have to reject them. If you want freedom, man, the only one that can give you freedom is yourself. You've got to wrap your mind around this. You've got to realize that you've submitted and you've bent the knee to these terms. You've got to cast them off, and you've got to reject them wholesale. You can't say, I'm not a racist. Don't ever say that. Laugh at the term itself. Laugh at the term itself. Say, I challenge you to even define what that means. And I've asked some really smart people I've questioned them for years on this stuff, and they can't come up with a definition that is either so broad that it applies to anybody at any time in any circumstances, or so narrow that it's basically meaningless. Somebody said, well, that means you hate somebody just because of their skin color. What does that mean? I'm darker than some of my own family members. What does that mean? I love Rihanna. Great, great gal. I met her years ago. Yeah, she's probably not that great, but I did meet her. Why would I hate her? Why would I have the emotional energy to hate somebody that has a different skin color than me? Who would bother? Then they say, well, that's not what I mean. Well, that's the point. You don't know what you mean. You don't know what you mean, and you can't say what you mean. Try to express the term racist and not use the term racist. That's the key. What are you talking about? Try to use what you're explaining without using these magic words: racist, sexist, homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic, intolerant, and anti-Semitic. Try to use other words without using the magic words that are purposely ill-defined. It could mean absolutely anything they want, and that's how they beat you. They beat you into political and moral submission. Free yourself, man. Wake up. Wake up. And the only way you're going to do this, Christian, is you got to get back into the scriptures. You got to get back into the Hebrew scriptures. You got to get back into the Greek scriptures. Why do you think he hated the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Why? Because they invented a new religion. They invented a new religion. They came up with the traditions of the elders and the precepts of the men. Go back and read the Gospels. From the first moment, Jesus Christ went head-to-head with the leaders of the Jewish religion, because they came up with all these traditions and all these precepts that had nothing to do with the Hebrew scriptures themselves. And that's why they hated him, because Jesus Christ called them out on it. I'm calling you guys out on it. I'm calling Christian leaders out on this. Why do you have these traditions of men that aren't in the scriptures? They're not from the Greek scriptures. They're not from the Hebrew scriptures. Why do you invent these things and come up with this great moral code that you think is worth more than all the rest of the scriptures? You tithe the dill and the mint and the cumin, but you neglect the weightier provisions of the law. That's exactly what these Christian leaders are doing today when they're out there bending over, kissing the fate of black people. God, you just want to grab these guys and shake them and say, wake up, dude, wake up. You're in slavery. You're in slavery. Well, a long time ago, somebody did some bad things to these people. Martin Luther dealt with that. Martin Luther dealt with that in 1517. You're a Protestant, right? What's your problem? The Catholic Church was, and back then it wasn't the Catholic, it was just the Church. Catholic Church said, y'all are guilty, you're all sinners. And they'd beat the people and tell them what sinners they were, and the only way to get out of this sin is they had to prove their repentance by doing things like giving money to the church or going on pilgrimages. And Martin Luther said, you know what, I've done all these things. I've done all these things. I've gone on the pilgrimage. I've given the money. I've groveled. And one day he woke up and the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart. He says, you're saved by faith. You're saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone. It's a gift. It's the gift of God. Stand up. Get off your knees. Get off your knees and stop kowtowing to these moral manipulators. Come on, church, wake up. Get off your dang knees. You don't owe them anything. Jesus Christ set you free. It's for liberty that he set you free. And you want to wander around pretending that you're morally superior to everybody else by bearing on your back these false sins and saying, look at me, how self-righteous I am. Just like the Pharisee praying in the temple, praying out loud so everybody could see how righteous he was. Disgusting. You got to wake up. You got to cast this stuff off. Pritzberger and bloodandfaith.com, first day of August 2020, out.